Our next article is entitled A Dream Come True, 25 Years of Fund for Leaders, written by Caitlin Selnow, who is an ELCA communications manager. It just seemed like a wild dream. That's how Phyllis Anderson felt in the late 1980s when she and her colleagues began imagining a fund that would cover tuition for students at Lutheran seminaries. At that time, she was director for theological education at the newly formed ELCA, and seminarians were supported through direct grants from synods. But the economics were changing. She said the educational costs were rising and the seminaries and students needed a different source of support. From 1988 to 1995, Anderson helped lead a task force seeking a new way to fund theological education in the ELCA. At first, the members thought they might look to congregations to provide scholarships, and they refined that idea. They began thinking, well, maybe we need to go closer to the ground, even than that, and deal with individuals who have a passion, who always wanted there to be pastors. That wild idea became the Fund for Leaders, established by the church in 1997 to directly fund tuition for ministry candidates at ELCA seminaries. In the year 2000, the fund awarded its first 8 full tuition scholarships. Now the Fund for Leaders regularly awards 50 full tuition scholarships per year. Including synodical scholarship recipients, the fund has supported over 1,100 students. Many of these alums have gone on to become full-time leaders in ELCA congregations. Many more are meeting the needs of their communities in other and innovative ways. Anderson said that the ELCA settled on the Fund for Leaders as the first and most central endowment of the church, because theological education is kind of foundational to whatever else we want to do. Yes, we need missionaries. Yes, we need campus pastors. Yes, we need people doing justice work, but we need a way to prepare them. So many other things depended on a stream of well-prepared leaders. As the Fund for Leaders celebrates its 25th anniversary, a few past scholarship recipients look back on their leadership journeys. Their stories illustrate the difference the Fund for Leaders has made, not just in the scholars' lives, but throughout the communities they serve. We feature Meredith Lovell Kelsey and Kelsey Cressy. When members of Abiding Presence Lutheran Church in Burke, Virginia, called Meredith Lovell Kelsey to serve as their head pastor, they took a leap of faith. "I was relatively young," Kelsey said. "I had a lot of enthusiasm, but not a lot of experience." And that was over 12 years ago, and Kelsey has led the congregation ever since. Kelsey describes Abiding Presence as a vibrant suburban congregation committed to serving their community both inside and outside the church's walls. The congregation is also serious about fostering intergenerational relationships, which makes it really special to Kelsey. She said, "I'm confirming children who I baptized. I'm marrying people who I've confirmed, and I'm burying people who are beloved to me." Being called as pastor and being welcomed into people's lives here, she added, has been her greatest joy and a holy privilege. Kelsey received her Fund for Leaders scholarship just over 20 years ago. She applied to seminary, but realized her childhood dream of becoming a pastor, but she'd started thinking about other academic options. Then one day she opened her email and discovered that she would receive a full tuition scholarship. She said, "Okay, God, that's as close to a burning bush as I'm getting." Point taken. She enrolled in seminary. Through the scholarship, Kelsey felt the whole church was cheering her on. "It was pivotal to my seminary experience," she said, "because it meant I was not doing this alone." And to this day, she said, she is sustained by that feeling of being supported by a great cloud of witnesses. A few years ago, for the congregation's 40th anniversary celebration, Abiding Presence established a Fund for Leaders scholarship. Through an endowment, the congregation will award a full tuition scholarship to a new seminary student every year. Then in 2021, Abiding Presence called another Fund for Leaders alum, Kelsey Cressy, to serve as its associate pastor, focusing on youth and college-age ministries. Cressy has noted how committed the congregation is to fostering future leaders. We don't necessarily become leaders by accident. She loves how at every level, everyone in the congregation is invested in what happens to their young members. At church, that's all we're here to do, she said, to invest in our youth and young adults, to help them develop in their faith, and to help them love their neighbor. That's the intentionality that makes the difference. It made a difference for me. Tawanda Marinda. On Thursday evenings, Tawanda Marinda helps lead the discussion group God Talk on Tap at a local brewery in Grand Forks, North Dakota. The group shut down for 2 years during the pandemic, but meetings began again this winter. On the brutal February night when I attended, about a dozen people in their 20s and 30s from ELCA churches and ministries across the city braved the freezing wind and icy sidewalks to come together. Participants sat around two long tables in small downstairs rooms with low ceilings and cheerful paintings on the wall. When everyone was settled, Marinda opened with a personal story. He concluded by asking the group some open-ended questions for discussion, then joined one of the tables. As he sat, conversations began to spark around the room. Marinda grew up in Harare, South Zimbabwe, and came to the U.S. for college, where he was introduced to the ELCA through campus ministry. After earning his bachelor's degree, he began studying engineering. Yet he felt a call toward ministry. He then began an application process at Wartburg Theological Seminary in Dubuque, Iowa. But when he thought seriously about how much a seminary education would cost, he realized he just couldn't afford it, and then he abandoned his application. But to his surprise, the Wartburg admissions team reached out to him anyway. They let him know that financial assistance was available through the ELC Fund for Leadership. So Marinda applied and was awarded a full scholarship. He said, "To be honest, without the Fund for Leaders, I would not have become a pastor. And that allowed me to do the thing that I thought God was calling me to do. And it's something I really love." Marinda began his newest call at Sharon Lutheran Church in Grand Forks this February. He's lived in the area for several years, though, and has served his community in many ways beyond his congregational work. In 2020, community leaders raised money to install a memorial marker for Charles Thurber, a black man killed by a mob of white residents in Grand Forks in 1882. As part of the installation, Marinda led an interfaith memorial service for Thurber, giving community members space to acknowledge violence and injustice together. Grand Forks is Marinda's home now, and he feels responsible for making it more welcoming for everyone. Dennis Rodenberg. Both Olin and Wyoming are small towns in rural Iowa, with populations of fewer than 700 people. Each town has a school, a fire station, and one Lutheran church. Every Sunday, Dennis Rodenberg leads services at both of them, St. John in Olin and Zion in Wyoming. Many members of this two-point parish have been attending services in these stone buildings for decades. Still, when Rodenberg arrived as the first full-time pastor to serve the congregations in 5 years, he felt a swell of hope and energy in the community. For a long time, Rodenberg made it his mission to serve the church as an awesome lay member and served on his congregation's call committee. "I wished I had the guts to say yes to the call that I felt stirring in me," he confessed. Back then, he had already started a family and a career in transportation and logistics, but in 2017, that call to ministry grew too loud for him to ignore. a Fund for Leaders scholarship allowed him to enter seminary without getting another job to pay his education or worrying about financial debt. He was able to dedicate more time to both his studies and his family. Rodenburg was also able to spend a month in Germany, studying the rich history of the Lutheran Church. He would like to use his connections there to set up an educational exchange program for members of his rural parish. He would also like to give the aging members of his congregations more ways to reach out into the community and offer God's relationship to those who have either experienced God in a poor light or not at all. Rodenburg recognizes how the Fund for Leaders allows ministers, such as him, to give themselves over to God's call. Fund for Leaders doesn't just allow for a free education. It frees the students to really listen to God's voice, he said. Wanda Frenchman. 70s pop hits regularly serve as a prelude to worship at Native American Urban Ministry in Phoenix. The night I joined, the laid-back group of Redbones' Come and Get Your Love provided a soundtrack as ministry members, mostly indigenous people living in Phoenix, found their chairs in the fellowship hall that the group rents for meetings. At the beginning of the service, attendees were invited to the altar for smudging. Those who wished to take part in the ritual came forward one by one and stood with their arms outstretched. A leader, holding a bowl of burning herbs, used a feather to brush cleansing smoke over their bodies. Later in the service, members listened to scripture and took communion. The postlude was Love Train by the OJs. The ministry's pastor, Mary Louise Frenchman, and her daughter Wanda have shaped this ministry with its blend of Lutheran and Native American traditions to meet the unique needs of their community. Mary Louise explains that many Native people have been exposed to a more punishing version of Christianity, hard on the law, easy on grace. She wanted to create a ministry that would welcome them in and offer some healing. She said, I needed a different type of ministry, one that would empower people. Mary Louise began the Native American Urban Ministry about 10 years ago. Wanda was involved from the beginning and has taken on more responsibilities as the years have gone by. Eventually, Wanda decided to continue her leadership journey in seminary, and she had noticed the lack of Native American leaders in the ELCA and wanted her community to have a voice in that church. I don't know. I'm called. That's all I can say, she said. With the support of Fund for Leaders Scholarship, Wanda enrolled in the Theological Education for Emerging Ministries program at Pacific Lutheran Seminary. The program allows her to take seminary classes while she continues the leadership work she's already doing in her community. For Wanda, being a Fund for Leaders scholar is more than just money. Before she received her scholarship, she didn't feel much support from her synod or the church-wide organization. But afterward, she felt as if the church, the whole church, were urging her forward. She said, that's the kind of what pushed me to be in life. Now, okay, you're really in it. The future of the fund. By the time the first students received their Fund for Leaders scholarships in the year 2000, Anderson was no longer serving with the ELCA churchwide organization. In that way, she said, I feel a little bit like Moses. She left her position in 1998 for academia and eventually became president of PLTS, which made her the first woman to lead a Lutheran seminary in the U.S. Still, she was able to watch her work in the task force pay off from a different vantage point as Fund for Leaders scholars began to arrive at her school. Anderson said it's been incredible to watch the little idea she and her colleagues came up with 25 years ago grow and make a difference in the lives of students, and she's excited to see what it might accomplish in the future. There's no end of imaginative ways that a fund like this could undergird the transition we're going through, she said. The ultimate goal of the Fund for Leaders is to cover all tuition costs for seminary students pursuing rostered leadership in the ELCA. In the beginning, Anderson said, that idea seemed almost like a joke, but now well, that's not so crazy anymore.